Hey everyone, and welcome to What's Up Wednesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
All right, so listen, I know that we usually do news on What's Up Wednesdays, but I got another idea for today. What if we do some news?
Okay. Then, okay. I mean, it's really, you know, really spicing it up here. So
Yeah. I'm gonna throw you guys through a loop today because I'm gonna lead with a sports story.
Oh
man, dude, there's some good sports stories. Go.
Okay, so I do one, then you do one, because it sounds like you got one. The oldest known game-worn Michael Jordan Nikes sell at auction for $1.5 million.
Ooh, damn.
Okay.
Yep.
My news isn't as good as that.
I guess it was a game-worn Nikes that he played early in his rookie year before the Air Jordan 1 sneakers were ready.
Wow, okay.
Did you know that he...
prototypes?
Did you know that he did not want to sign with Nike?
Who did he want to sign with?
Adidas? He was an Adidas man. He absolutely loved Adidas. That was his choice. He was going to turn down Nike, and then his father talked him into it and was like, boy, you have lost your damn mind.
Boy, have you lost your damn mind?
I think that they were paying him.
That was my Stanley Hudson from The Office when he's talking to Michael.
Yeah.
Michael's, no, not Michael. He's talking to, what's his face? Ryan, because Ryan's kind of flirting with his daughter at the bring your daughter to work day thing. Oh, and he's like, boy, have you lost your damn mind?
After you said it, I totally heard it as Stanley. Mm-hmm. So I guess back in the day, back in the 80s, a signing bonus was like $100,000 for a shoe deal. Nike went all in on Jordan and offered like $250,000. And so that was like the initial deal. And his father was like, you better fucking take that deal. So, and today, I did not know this, but today, Michael Jordan is worth $1.6 billion.
So, that's all right.
How about that?
I wonder if he would have signed with Adidas, if that the roles would have reversed, if Nike would have been like the second brand and Adidas would have been the premier brand. Because, right. I mean, Jordan really did sell a lot of Nikes. So, I mean, he put their name more on the map than they put his, I would believe.
Yeah, well, because he changed everything. He changed when they came out with the Air Jordan 1s. It turned into a cultural phenomenon. That's when sneakers started becoming part of fashion. That's when it just became an iconic thing to have. And so that's where the sneaker game really, really started. Up until then, sneakers, you know, they aren't what they are today. And so it's
to wear on your feet. Yeah.
So real crazy. So, my son is getting into sneaker collecting, and I was like, well, this is a terrible time for you to do it, bud, because your feet haven't stopped growing. So I don't know what you're doing.
Man.
But I'm not paying no fucking $200 for no goddamn Jordans for his feet to outgrow.
Right.
Man.
He's like, well, I could resell them, Dad. I was like, well, you can start that collection when your feet stop. So, and goozles. Doug, what was you had a story?
Well, okay, so there's two, I'm sure there's been more, but there's two coaches that were fired this weekend or resigned or whatever. One of them was for soccer and was the Tottenham Hotspurs manager, guy. He was the manager for 124 days before he got fired.
Hold on. Can we go around the room? I'll start it, and then Kevin can go next, and you tell us if we hit the nail on the head about why he got fired.
Okay.
Sexual misconduct.
No.
Okay. Kev, your turn.
Got caught sending nudes.
The same thing as sexual misconduct. No.
Okay. Okay. My turn. My turn. My turn. My turn. he couldn't stop slapping players' butts and saying, good game.
Nope.
Oh, damn it. Kev?
We call it slap ass. Slap ass.
Slap ass. Slap ass. Slap ass.
No, slap ass. No, slap ass.
Kev?
For having an affair with the GM.
No.
That is sexual misconduct.
Well, so okay. Is yours.
All right. Okay. Last, we get one last one. Okay. Mm-hmm. He was just a shit coach.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. He's mediocre, pretty like middle of the road. Like they've had like, I think it was like seven losses, eight wins and two draws or something like that. I think in the last, like in his time there. So like pretty fucking average, like not terrible. And I don't remember where the Hotspurs like fall in the whole, like where they are in this, I guess I could look, but like, you know, there's I read that there's kind of a joke that like everyone in, I guess, North London or wherever they're based, like everyone will have their 15 minutes as the coach or manager or whatever of the Tottenham Hotspurs. Like, I guess it's just like they're constantly rotating, but like his is like they played like Saturday and he was fired Sunday. Like,
wow.
Yeah. And then the other one, which this one is a little more, I don't want to say impactful for me, I guess, but the coach of TCU was resigned.
Oh yeah, now that I did see, and he's been there for at least 120 years,
22 seasons.
So, is there a reason, or is it not leaked yet?
It hasn't leaked yet. They're thinking is like one. I mean, it's been like 10 years since we've had a good team. I mean, we've had decent teams, but we haven't been, you know, we haven't done anything.
I think since we've joined the Big 12, we haven't been competitive.
Yeah. I mean, we had like that first few years and then, yeah, like since then, it's just been kind of just again, middle of the road. And I guess we've lost a lot of our like back-to-back games like recently, and we got spanked by Kansas State and the Wildcats or whatever. And apparently, and I haven't seen it yet, but apparently there was just like a brawl broke out. And like two TCU players were ejected.
Wow. They're going to get kicked out of the Premier League.
Yeah, they're going to get relegated. Well, and that's a whole other thing, right? Because was it UT is like, well, we're not going to be a part of the Big 12 anymore. We're going to the SEC, which everyone's going like, dude, you may be good in the Big 12, but you're going to get your ass fucking handed to you in the SEC, boys. Like,
that's where the big boys play.
That's where the big boys play. And y'all ain't it. So there's talks about like, well, what's TCU going to do anyways? Because like, if they leave, someone else has said they're going to leave too. That kind of dissolves the whole, like, it's, you know, so that's a whole thing. But yeah, I mean, we're in the middle of a season.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the middle of a season. And this fool just like, so I'm curious also what the other reasons are or what happened that he put in his resignation, which leads everyone to believe like, oh, he was on the chopping block. Like, he was about to get fired anyways. So he resigned before they could fire him.
Mm-hmm.
So it was crazy.
Oh, very interesting. So that's a pretty impactful firing, especially, you know, they usually wait until till the end of the year.
Yeah. Well, and 22 seasons, man. Like, there's been like the last few years where it's just been kind of like, how have they fired this dude yet? Like, you know, this has been kind of shitty, but he's kind of like a, you know, a staple of the athletic, you know, football.
All he had to do was make it three more years and he would have got a bronze statue outside the stadium.
I think he already has one.
Does he really?
I think he does.
Oh, damn.
He's been there for 22 fucking seasons, dude. That's fair. Like, yeah,
that's fair.
Pretty sure he already has one.
He could retire. Resigned. He's like, I got what I needed.
He's got so much money. Who cares?
22 seasons. He's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what the official reason will be if we'll ever actually find out. But
speaking of money, do you guys know who FaZe Clan is? I'm sure you've heard at least the name.
I've heard FaZe, or people would be like, oh, yo, what up, FaZe, or whatever, and they'll have it in their clan name or whatever. Mm-hmm. But obviously, they ain't FaZe.
They are the most insufferable, gaming clan slash competitive gaming group I have ever witnessed. Ever. They even built this gaudy fucking sponsor-based training facility, like office training facility, corporate building. We shared this video in the chat. You guys have watched this because all of us were just like, Jesus fucking Christ, are you kidding me? Like, we were all like over it. Well, FaZe Clan has announced that they're going to be a public traded company with a valued, with their valued at $1 billion.
Yeah.
So I guess they can't go, like, it takes years to go public. So they're like doing this side deal. They're using a vehicle of private companies to allow them to go public without having to go through regulatory processes. So, and so they,
weird,
they don't have to offer an initial public offering. And so it's done through mergers and stuff. So it's already like kind of fishy. I'm like, okay. But yeah, normally I'm all for like anybody getting their money and anybody like doing great stuff and like, oh man, but the people who are a part of this company, clan, whatever you call it, they just seem like all terrible human beings. And I just don't get it. And I apologize if there's fans who are fans of them who listen to us. You're more than welcome to like them. That's fine. I just can't. And I can't believe that this is actually a thing that's happening. And for some reason, I feel like they're doing it just to like do it. Like what other reason is there to go public? I don't get it. Maybe somebody can explain it to me. They're a gaming, they consider themselves a gaming lifestyle and media platform.
I don't know enough about them to agree with that statement, but definitely disagree with it, because aren't they just like an esports team? That's what I got out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they are, is an esports team and streamers and all that. So.
Okay.
I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. Anyways.
I barely even know who they are.
Yeah. I don't tune in. I don't anything, whatever. But there's a little bit more before we get out of here. There's a little more Blizzard news, and which is that they canceled BlizzCon for 2022 amid sexual harassment scandal that has been ongoing. They're going to try to reimagine it for more inclusive content and events and all that other stuff. So weird, man. It's so weird because this was like one of the biggest cons of the year, and it was such a, like, I would assume a money getter for them because of the fact of how many people bought in, because they started doing it not only from in person, but then you can buy your e-ticket to watch all the content. And that was like $40 to $60 a pop for each person.
Jesus Christ.
And so like that was huge every year for them. That was like another fucking game released for free. Like they didn't have to release a game. They just released a BlizzCon, a BlizzCon.
And they teased that with like digital items too that they added with it. But yeah, it was like a pay-per-view for video games.
Yeah.
Where you just kind of got to watch the weekend.
Which is nuts, man. You know, I went on to the WoW store just to see like what mounts and stuff and what they, because it's WoW has just turned into a huge store. Like you could buy anything from level ups to mounts and all that stuff. And
were you trying to find something to buy Ed for Christmas?
Yes, I was. my sweet boy. I just don't know anymore. So I was like, but then I saw the mount costs, and they can cost anywhere from like $20 to $30 to $40. And I was like, get the fuck out of town. Can you? I was like, and people like seem to love it. I wonder how much Ed is soaked into that store. Ed, tell us.
Ed, let us know.
Let us know if you've bought anything from the WoW store.
I feel like no. Ed seems like one of those people that's like, why would I spend money on it? I can get it in game.
Yeah.
Like, if I want something, I'll just grind for it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because he's playing it anyways, right? Like, he's soaking in those hours. So,
yeah.
Okay. Last story before we go. Blue Origin, you know, the penis.
Penis rocket.
The penis rocket has announced plans for a commercial space station. Doug Smith just dropped. He was like, okay.
Yep.
They are calling. Sorry, Kev. What?
I was going to say, what do you think will be the first restaurant that opens up there?
Chili's.
Chili's. Chili's.
Chili's.
The airport. Chili's to go. Uh-huh. Airport Chili's.
Yeah, I was going to say, it had to be like an airport style. So
I heard that the only way to get up there is by taking an FJ Cruiser rocket.
Which is not shaped like a penis.
So it's called the Orbital Reef, and it's promises to be an industrial and commercial hub meant to start operating in the second half of this decade. It'll be developed in partnership with Sierra Space. I'm not making this up. And so it's a business park, but in space. In a press release, they said that the destination will offer research, industrial, international, and commercial customers and the cost competitive end-to-end services included for space travel, logistics, space habitation, equipment and accommodations while on board. There will be... Doug's just rubbing his head. There will be world-class services and amenities.
Chili's to go.
There will be multiple ports for visiting spacecraft and modules. They will feature an open system where they'll enable any customer or nation to use it. As the market for such facilities grows, Blue Origin promises the Orbital Reef can scale the amenities and utilities to match.
Oh man, they actually might eventually get a full fledged Chili's in there then.
Mm-hmm. Instead of to go, it's just a sit down restaurant.
It's like, where are you going to go? You're in space.
Hello, to space, wherever you want.
Can we talk about, since we're talking about space stuff, can we talk about the new telescope or whatever it's called that's going up into space? Because we got the Hubble one that's already up there, but they're about to launch a new one here in December. Mm-hmm. I forget what it's called. It's named after somebody, and I know people were pissed off about who it's named after because the guy was a like racist asshole. Like, while he was a scientific like genius, mm-hmm. and stuff, he was also like a huge piece of shit. But
the Christopher Columbus rocket.
It's one that is like they're the cameras and whatnot and all the stuff that's going into it, the technology, like they're going to be able to like look at other planets that we've discovered that could possibly have life, and they'll be able to tell if there's life on those planets.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And that they're going to try to see if they can find light before the Big Bang. Since we know at a certain point in time, like there's you, because you can you know how it is, you just look and you can find out. But apparently they're going to see if they can see if they're before, which is fucking wild.
That's nutso.
Yeah, but these, you know, talk about
giving everyone an existential crisis. What?
yeah man, dude, it's exciting because, like, you know, the Hubble or whatever went up in like what the well, I don't even know when oh, the 80s, the 90s, yeah, like whatever the fuck that was, fucking forever ago.
And they're saying the Hubble is really just kind of being held together with some fucking duct tape at this point.
Yeah, So I'm going to launch this new one up and like, yeah, I forget what it's called. I saw a TikTok. It was like this person who's like a huge like space nerd was talking about it and just like, they're going to use it for this, this, and this. And it launches like December 18th and it's going to be fucking sick. And it's like, I'm about to start crying because this is so exciting. And it was like, I'm so excited to be alive when we're going to have like these advances and like space. I'm going to say exploration, but like, you know, being able to learn more about what's out there.
Here comes Doug behind him when he finishes. Fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd. I hope they look at a planet and they go like, oh shit, there's life there.
That'd be wild.
Because then I'm going to be like, you're turning church. Explain it.
Yeah, right.
Please. Did Jesus go there too?
Hey, that would be.
But the Mormons are like, ha ha, told you.
The James Webb Space Telescope.
Thank you. There it is. Yep.
James Webb was a former NASA administrator who went along with government discrimination against gay and lesbian employees in the 50s and 60s.
Good,
so,
yeah. Glad we're representing well, all right?
Yeah, but again, there's a huge uproar, but there are people that are very disappointed at Destiny. And again, it's one of those like his contributions to like space and what we know about space are immeasurable, but like at the same time, like he's kind of a piece of shit though, right? It's like we like Lovecraft. Mm-hmm. Lovecraft was a fucking terrible racist.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're not out there naming like college universities or whatever, or like English departments after H.P. Lovecraft. It's not like, hey, this is the Lovecraft Institute of English.
Do people give, but do we give, God, this is a conversation that could last forever. Mm-hmm. Do we give people like that a pass though, because of the fact that in his time, that was an acceptable behavior and it was the norm? Like he didn't know any better.
I like, right. Possibly, because if you were to say anything else, like you run the risk of have been like blacklisted or whatever. I'm curious also just because of the, especially against like, you know, the LGBTQ community and stuff. Like, I don't know how strong their presence was at NASA at the time, but I'm curious if like, if his actions specifically like held things back. I don't know. Cause I feel like even if you're like doing, if you were like working in at NASA and especially in the 50s and 60s, you're probably pretty fucking quiet about your sexuality. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. People weren't as loud and proud as they are now.
And like going back to H.P. Lovecraft, like,
no, he was just a fucking racist, but there's no excuse for that.
I mean, cause he was born, I mean, he was born in 1890. Died in 1937, well before the
civil rights movement. Yeah, but that still doesn't excuse you from being a racist.
No, I understand that, but like even back then, was racism considered
racist? No, and that's the thing. But like when you look at his, it'd be one thing if it was like, I'm H.P. Lovecraft and I don't care for black people, and maybe I use the N-word here and there, maybe not my writing but out loud, but he would like be like, okay, so all of the people who worship Cthulhu and are doing voodoo magics and doing all these things to call the elder gods are all a bunch of dumb, illiterate, stupid colored people. Mm. Not necessarily black. They would be like any race that wasn't white, and it would always be the white person that would have to try to stop them to save the universe. always mm. Like, I mean, and the way he would write about them, again, it's like when I read or listen to his stories, I there's a part of me that I, you know, because it's how he writes them, he doesn't want you to view them as human, right? Like, so it, I almost don't see those characters as like a black person or whatever. I actually like literally see them as like almost like, I think more like Gollum from Lord of the Rings, where it's like near human in a way, because the way he describes and writes them as like these, you know, like almost monsters themselves, the creatures that have been affected by their worship of Cthulhu and the Eldritch terrors and stuff, that they are warped. But he's talking about black people. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's racist.
Mm-hmm. So, do you think that we will end up getting a Call of Cthulhu movie at some point?
No, we talked about this when we watched The Color Out of Space. I think we're in a place with technology that we could create these monsters and have them look realistic and stuff. But the fun thing about, I mean, the good thing about his stuff is, like, you know, the less you see,
the better,
the scarier it is. Yeah. And like, again, you have these monsters and terrors that, like, the author's trying to tell you what they are, but it's clear, like, they don't have the words to describe what the fuck they're looking at. So you get bits and pieces of, like, the tentacles and the giant, like, eyes and the whatever, you know, like, but it, mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it'll be tough. I think Lovecraft stuff presents itself as a tough medium to, like, try to move into.
Yeah.
Movie form.
Okay, that's all the time that we have for today. Tomorrow we got Thirsty Thursday. Stay tuned. We got some good stuff to talk about. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
Kevin.
It's up Wednesday, and until then, I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
Kevin.